morning. Today is the very last daf, Keskas Habati. And boy, this is difficult to say goodbye to such an exciting parak. Here we are on daf Samach, and we're at the Hilik Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam lechatzera shutafim. Petach keneged petach, chalon keneged chalon. If you're going to open up a window, then that window cannot be facing another window. A door can't be facing another door. Of course, this doesn't make any sense because you're not allowed to open up a door or a window at all. So what do you mean? You can't open up petach keneged petach. I mean, it's very strange. We just got finished saying you can't open up the chalon. Something that wasn't there before in the chatzera shutafim. Because if we learn like the shitas that hold, that it's shayach to have a chazaka, even on inyanim that are hezekriya. That was good for the question of whether the issue over here is whether this is included in the dinim of personal hezek. So it would be like kutra, or like betakise, who said, I thought I could be saved, I can't be saved. So if you learn that it's shayach to have a chazaka, so we'd be talking over here, even if you have a chazaka of a chalon. But on this kind of chalon, everybody's maybe you can't have. You'd have to be seisim. That would be the chiddush. Indeed, some of the rishonim say that. If you hold, however, that you can't have a chazaka on any kind of hezekriya, so then what would be the meaning of such a thing? It would have to be that even where you already had something, that you would already not stam the chad a chazaka because you can't be marzik. But let's say that you bought the rights to a petach. That you cannot change that petach or open up the petach that you bought the rights to in this way. Because this part, they definitely didn't sell. Okay. Whatever the case is, it's obviously more chomer to have petach keneged petach, chalon keneged chalon. For that matter, if you have a small door or window, haitak atan, we'll see what that means, lo yaseno gadol, you cannot enlarge it. And if it was one, you can't split it into two. Lo yaseno shnayim. Even without changing its measurement. When it comes to Yerushut HaRabim, that is passing in front of the houses, and now the Shaila is the house across the street, where anyway, people are walking by the street, is opening up, now an opening into the house, which is connected to your petah, that's not a problem, because anyway, you have to be careful about people walking by in terms of your privacy, so this doesn't really add anything to the pressures of having the public in front of your house. And in that case, even if it was katan or seotar gadol, even if it was echad or seotar shnayim, so that these dinim are limited to cases where you have rights in a chotzer, the chotzer ha-shutafim, nonetheless, they would not include these rights. Minanim, ili has to gemar, how do we know that there's such a hakpada on having petach keneged petach, that everybody would be made of that in that case? You certainly cannot have a chazak on such a thing, or even if you retain it, didn't include that. Om Rav Yochanan, the Yom Akro, Vayisa Bil'am Etenav, Vayar Et Yisrael Shochein Lishvatav. And what happens? He starts saying, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. So when it says, Vayisa Etenav Vayar, what was he Vayar that pushed him over the edge to force him into giving a bracha? Mara'a. Ra'a She'in Pitchei Ohaleihem. I mean, this is Matovu Alecha, not to be something to do with the Ohalim that he saw. So he saw that the openings to their tent and Lamaisa, all of Machane Yisrael, was the equivalent of a Chatzera Shutafim. There was no Rishon Sarabi. The only Rishon Sarabi in the time of the Midbar was in Machane Levia, where everybody used to go. But like this, it's like everybody is basically interrelated to the camp. It's a Chatzim. And he saw that they were very careful not to open up a door of one tent connected to the door of the other tent. So there he said, since Rabbanim Zalazeh, Ru'uyim halalo shetishraelayim shkrinah, that level of respect for the other's privacy is indeed zeichet matovu alacha. And that therefore becomes now our dugma for zoning laws. We don't allow Yisrael to violate that which Bilam saw as their essence. So Rami Bar Choma. So it says in the Mishnah, Haya katan lo yaseno gadol. If the door, the window, was small, you cannot make it larger. So Rami Bar Choma thought that the issue is like this. If you have a door, specifically, Lamaisa, it should not make any difference to the Bnei HaChatzar. Because we already said you can't be Mar Balei Mesaderech. So you're not being Mar Balei Mesaderech if you're changing the size of the door. Anyway, you're going in and out of the chotzer and thereby violating their privacy. So Lamaisa, what's the nafkamina? The only nafkamina could be is that, as we know, when it comes to the chaluka of a chotzer, when we go out to do the chaluka, we give each door 4 amas in front of the door. No matter what the size of the door is, it gets a minimum of 4x4. Fine. But the question over here would be, if it's larger, how about if the door itself is larger than 4 amas? Let's say it's 6 amas. So then it would get the entire length of the door along the width of the door along the length of the chotzer of 4 amas. So I understand that since this will give him a claim to the area in front of his door, the case of a chalukah. Incidentally, the Rush says that, of course, this doesn't mean you would get rights without having to pay for them. Because when the chalukah comes, you'll have to, it's like the American plans, you know, for allowing the settlements. You give land for land, and it's not we're going to give you something for nothing. You'll replace it, of course. So the same thing is meant over here. You'll have to give that area of land to the other shochet, to split it between the other shochet, somewhere else. But in any event, it certainly gives you specific rights to the area in front of the door. So therefore, you cannot increase the size, because there you'll be taking arbitrarily additional space. That's what he thought the issue is. Because otherwise, what's the problem? Since there's no problem of Marbalim, and there's no problem of Ezekria, since you're walking through the Chatzar anyway. So then if you would have, let's say, a door, Bar Tarte, that would be 2 amas. So a 2 amah door is anyway Zoche in a Chalukah of the Chatzar to 4 amas in front of the door. Because that's the minimum. So if that's the case, what difference would it make to turn a 2 amah petach into a 4 amah petach? You're going to be having the same area in front of the petach anyway. So a bar tarte l'shavuye bar arba'a, that's not a problem. And that was Shapir Dami. That's Rabbi Bar Chama thought. Omale Rava, it's not true. Because matziyamale v'pitcha zuta matzina tztenuye mincha, and v'pitcha rabba lo matzina tztenuye minach. You're making the assumption that it's all a matter of land rights, not a matter of Ezekria. But that's not true. Because people can say that it makes a nafkamina to us in terms of privacy. And if you have a smaller petach, then you don't see so much through the petach. Because of that, we don't want you to have a larger petach. The larger you have, the more you're able to see from different angles what's going on in the petach, and therefore we don't want it. Now, when it comes to the next case, that if you have one door, you're not increasing the size of the door. You cannot turn it into 2 doors. I mean, over there, what could possibly be the issue? You're not certainly not giving him more of an angle to look at. So what's the problem there? For sure, Rami Bar Chama thought that over there even Rava would be made, that the issue in this case can only be land rights. And if that's the case, so even after the Taina of Rava, Sova Rami Bar Chama Lameimar, that's Dafka, if you have one door that's 4 amot wide, and now you want to turn it into 2 separate doors. If you turn it into 2 separate doors, each one of those doors would get 4 amot, which means that now you would be given the rights to 8 amot. Okay, that I understand you can't do. So if you have a 4 amot door, you can't turn it into 2 doors of tre-tre, of tarte-tarte. Because over there, you're going to be shokel, tamanya b'chotzer, you'll end up taking an area of 8x4 from the chotzer, if the chalukah comes. Avobar tamanya, if you have anyway a door that is going to take 8, because the door is 8 amas wide. So it's going to be taking 8x4. So what's enough kamina if you turn it into 2 doors, each one will have 4x4. Same thing. Just, there's no hezek. So over there, of course, Shapir Dami. I mean, what are you going to tie over there? You're not giving him any additional space, not in the land, and not for Ezekria. Amale Rava, not true. Because Matsyamale Bechat Pitcha Matsina Tztanu Yaminach, Betray Lo Mitzaina Tztanu Yaminach. Because look, the thing is like this. If you have one door, you're basically going to make a decision. You have to keep it either open or closed. If you keep it open or closed, there's much more likelihood that there will be times that your house will be completely shut off from the chutzpah. During those times, I can do my sunbathing or whatever. But if you have 2 smaller doors, so then you'll close one, and you'll leave the other open for air and so on, so that means that you're going to be changing the amount of time that I have available for private things in the chutzner. Because it's much more likely you'll keep one smaller door open than that you would leave the whole door open to your house. Because of that, it is a question of Ezekria. It has nothing to do with land rights. Therefore, even if it would make no nafkamina in terms of land rights, it was already 8. 2 doors of 4 are worse for Ezekria than 1 door of 8. Aval, poteach l'Rishut HaRabim, petach k'neged petach. However, there's no such concern in Rishut HaRabim, and that's very simply because Do'am Alei Sof Sof. Ho'ba'itei tzna'uye mibnei Rishut HaRabim. Look, you can't possibly claim that I'm going to make your privacy problems worse than having the public in front of your house. I mean, you got trucks driving by, camels walking by. I'm the problem. The guy all the way across the street, 30 feet away. Says, Mela, you don't have any privacy anyway. So in this case, you're not trying to say that there's a Zagria issue. Continues Hale Commissioner. When it comes to a Rishut Rabim, you now border on the Rishut Rabim. Kids live across the street. A very nice idea would be to build an underground passageway to get across the street for your little grandchildren. We're going to cross the busy street. I mean, it's an eight-line highway. So you figure you'll be able to make a subterranean passageway. The Tanakamot, Eino Sim Chalal, Tachat Rishut Rabim. You're not allowed to dig under Rishut Rabim. I don't care what it is. Even if it's just a cistern. So Borot, Shechin, Maharot, you cannot dig across Rishut Rabim, even though it's covered with enough of a cover to be unnoticeable. Was Rabbi Eliezer Matir Kiteshtei Agalam Alechat Tuna Avanim. As long as you can have an 18-wheeler driving across the top, and it wouldn't shake it up, there'd be no problem. What difference does it make to B'nai Rishut Rabim if there's a subway under the street? So as far as they're concerned, the street is perfectly safe. We'll see that the Tanakama holds that even if something is measured as perfectly safe today, doesn't mean it's going to be perfectly safe tomorrow. So since it's a private issue over here, who's going to maintain the engineering level of the cover of the passageway that you made? So at one point or another, it may turn dangerous. Forget about that one. So because of that, we can't allow today what may be dangerous tomorrow, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer says, if now it's okay, we worry about tomorrow. You cannot, if you own a house that goes out over Rishut Rabim, so you cannot have a porch jutting out, or actually the beams of your house jutting out over the area of the Rishut Rabim. Now, we saw earlier, Lamaisa, that if it's high enough that a camel with the guy riding it, or with the load, depending on the machlokes in the Mishnah, can pass underneath it without noticing it, it's not a problem. But if it's in an area where somebody could get hurt by it, so it lowers the, it's like over here when you come into Rova, you know, at least once a year some truck gets jammed under one of these gazustraot, and this week, again, oh my gosh, all right, so we were yaitza maybe for the year. So because of that, you can't be mozi. Someone's going to be nikshaling it. In those years, they also had Arab drivers. Elaim Ratzara, what you can do is, what if you want, Lamaisa, you want a sun porch? What are you supposed to do? What you can do is, you can withdraw your house from the street level, and then you can build a porch out to where your house was before. Well, obviously, it's not obviously. Because you're going to draw your house back, then Lamaisa, the Rabim, are going to end up taking over that area. So now they can tie it. So what happens if somebody backs up now into where your house was and smashes into your gazustra? So you're going to be causing damage. Kamash malan, that if I both take and give and take at the same time, well, see, the Gemara has to be dafk at the same time, so that's not considered to be taking anything from the Rishut Rabim, not a rabbi. The net result is that the Rabim have something they didn't have before.
What's the tzior? Pulls back his house and
builds a porch up to where his house was. Now he's got himself a nice front yard, he's got a porch, so he can be happy. But you can't extend it outside over the area. But that's the only eight. Now, what about if Lakach Chatzer, what if you already bought a chatz that had Zizin Ugezustraot on it, and you don't know for a fact that this guy had done exactly what the Mishnah just said. Now, you don't know that initially the house had jutted out more and that he pulled back, and that's why he really has a right to do this. Maybe all the other people in the road did it. I mean, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was Kainan or Shiva Tuvei or whatever. I'm just a buyer. But remember that we have a din of Tanina Lelokeach. So since the seller could have Taina that this is what he did and he's selling me his rights, so therefore I, as a buyer, have a right to assume that that's the case. Because we always say Tanina Lelokeach. It's not an impossibility. That's the situation over here. So it's not ipso facto illegal to have a porch over Rishut Rabim. You need to know the history of it. Therefore, I have a right to assume it was done properly. Yeah.
So, but if you go so far as to take down his porch and build his house out all the way to the porch?
We'll see about that. Okay, now what's the Rabbanan's problem if an 18-wheeler can drive over the street? I mean, what do we care if somebody's got a tunnel under the street? Because in the mafkit velavadaita, the point over here is that since there's no guaranteed maintenance on this, so they're afraid that during the course of time, whatever cover you put up on this, whatever's holding the street up, may end up weakening, your girders will rot or will rust, and therefore we can't allow something that could ultimately cause damage to Rishus HaRabim. In Mochin Zizidu Gzustrao, that happened that Reb Ami actually had a Ziz being like one of his korot from his house that had stuck over him. Remember, you can use these Ziz, they're convenient. They're too small to stand on, but you have a Ziz you can use for your laundry to hang things off of. So he had a Ziz Davinofik Lemavoa. So his second story, Ziz, from his roof level, went out over the Mavui that extended out into Rishus HaRabim. Now, there was another guy in town that was being sued because he had a Ziz that was over Rishus HaRabim. So the city wanted him to take down the Ziz over the Rishus HaRabim. So Ugaminami having a Ziz in the Bafing Rishus HaRabim. And so the court comes, it comes to Rabami's court, Otto Lakami Rabami. And he told the guy, you have to cut down your Ziz. So the guy says to him, you have a Ziz. Why can't I have a Ziz? Everybody knows about your Ziz. He figured he had it made coming to Rabami's court, right? So what happened to your Ziz? Rabami told him, my Ziz does not go into Rishus HaRabim. My Ziz goes into Rishus HaYochi, in which there's a couple of owners. Say, all the Chatzerot that pass through this Mavui, they own the Mavui. And over there, they can be Meichel, which they were. Nobody ever complained about my Ziz. Or maybe I even got rights to the Ziz. So over there, they can be Meichel. So b'nei mavoa machlin gaboy, but didoch is in Rishus HaRabim machlin. It extends into Rishus HaRabim. Who's going to be machlin in Rishus HaRabim? Anybody that walks by can be damaged by this. There's nobody to be machlin. So man machlin gaboy. Therefore, you have to take it down. Now, Rabbi Yanai had a similar situation, but it was even worse. Because Rabbi Yanai had a tree that was notel Rishus HaRabim. So I ilana notel Rishus HaRabim, which is basically the same idea as this is. Why did he have this tree? So we'll see later on, the reason that he was matir for himself to have the tree is because he thought that since it was a shade tree, so it was useful to the B'nai Rishus HaRabim to have like a park area where they could rest, and they could have shade under it. And Lamaisa, as the tree had grown over the years, that's what people were doing. People were sitting in the shade. Nobody ever complained. So he thought he was doing a favor for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim. There's no sweat off his back to take it down. Said an Ilan, not Rishus HaRabim. Now, there was another guy in town, Havehu Gavad Havelinami, Ilana no Tel Rishus HaRabim, and over there, the city wanted him to take down the Ilan. So, Otto B'nai Rishus HaRabim, Havekavakvi Eluye. They didn't want, because people couldn't pass by, so the Gamal would have to move out of the way, otherwise the load would be knocked off the Gamal, or Rochev would hit the branches. So they wanted it taken down. And the court, the case was called to the court of Rabbi Yanai. So he realizes when they come in, this is not good. Omarley, so he told the defendant, he said, look, yeah, right now the court is busy. Go away and come back tomorrow. So Zilaidna Vitala Machar, meanwhile, that night he hires a crew to cut down his street. So Balaila Shada Katsle Lahudi Day. So then the next day the guy comes into court. And he paskins, Omarley, Zil Coach, you have to cut down your tree. The guy was outraged. He was sure Rabbi Yanai had a tree. So I'm like, you have the same tree. I'm like, oh yeah? Zilkos, you go take a look. If I have a tree, you can get your tree. But if I cut down my tree, you have to cut down your tree. So he cuts the duck. If my tree is gone, your tree has to go. So then of course, I think I would tell you to cut down a tree where I still have a tree. Okay, but I mean, the Maisa, so how did this happen? How is it that he only cut down his tree when he saw he was going to have to paskin for the other guy? If he told him it was usher, it should have been usher in the first place. So miikara my sovar himself, my sovar. Miikara sovar nechel of the Rishus HaRabim Yasvi Betulei. He thought that people were happy that they had shade. So mimela, that's the reason. Nobody ever said anything about it because they wanted to have an area where they could cool off as they're driving by. So mimela, he thought that he was doing them a favor. But Kivin the Chazit Kama Akvi, when he saw that they sued this guy, who was Lebais providing the same service in a different area, so he realized that the only reason he hadn't said anything was because he's the big guttle and they don't want to bother him. So then it was terrible. So he immediately wanted to tear down his own tree, which he did. So in the Mela, the moment that he saw that they were ma'akre, so then shudder katsya. Now, the shaila is, I mean, is it really right? If he knew that it was usher for the other guy, so he should have paskin on the spot and committed himself to cutting it down. I mean, what did he have to, like this, he allowed the ne'ezek to be there for another day. He could have said to the guy, now I see that there's a problem, so I'm going to cut down mine, you cut down yours too. Instead, he delayed it for 24 hours. Meanwhile, those 24 hours, he allowed the ne'ezek to remain. So he should have said, zil kutz didach, v'adar kutz didach, fine. You know, we'll both cut down our trees today. No, Mishum de Reish Lakish, he held that he wasn't supposed to pass it. Because Reish Lakish pointed out that it says in the pasuk, is kosher shu v'kosher. That you should first be mitkoshesh. We dash in a lotion of either kishut or kshot. Kshot is a lotion of emes. Kishut is a lotion of tachshit. That's the drasha. The pashtus means it's kosheshu is kash. So in other words, if you have all types of pieces of straw that have fallen over you, clean yourself off and then go clean off your neighbor. Don't start complaining about the way other people look when you're the same way. So in the general sense, this means take care of your own problems first, then go ahead and demand other people. So kshot atzmecha, achar kach kshot acherim. But what are you going to say? I will. First, let's see what you do, and then you can tell other people what to do. So Mameli is not shy to be a dayan in this issue if he's in this matzah. Continues the Mishnah of Avalim Ratza. If he wants to move his house back, so then he can be tikkunish tok shalom motzi. So he can take his house back, and then he can put out a merpeset, and then they can't complain, even though the mice, if somebody backs up, he may indeed get his truck bashed on the merpeset sticking out. So don't back up. Now, the question is, and this begins to touch upon Scott's issue, Iboilu, how about if kanas v'lo otzi? If the guy at the time, and it's a question of give and take, he's saying, I'm going to give the area to the rishus harabim, at the same time I'm going to take the rights to the higher space where I'm going to have my merpeset, right? But how about if you didn't, how about if you were just nichmas atok shalcha? At the time you didn't have money to complete the building of your merpeset, and now later you finally get together the funds, and now you want to go ahead and you want to be motzi. So what would be the din over there? So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though you were kenes and it stayed that way, because you were kenes, you could be motzi whenever. That's part of the rights you reserve to yourself. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, if you were kenes and didn't assert those rights immediately, so then the rabbim take over the area where your house was, and now you're back to the same issue. So now you can't be motzi your merpeset over the rabbim. Omale Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. Look, I know that that's what people are saying, but that's the machlokus between Rabbi Yaakov and Reish Lakish. I'm telling you, Lawyer Dvarim Yerlam, that was not a machlokus. Let me explain to you what really happened over there. I want to be Azbalacha. Lahotzi kule amalo pligi the most. Definitely, you once had a house there, and you pull back, that gives you permanent rights to put up a porch. You put up a porch years later. That's not the issue. The issue between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and I got to tell you, they even got the sheetahs backwards, but that I'll tell you separately. But the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was whether you can take it back. That was the question. Let's say you were kenes shtar shalcha with the intent to build a merpeset, and then you see that the living room is too small, I really needed that space, so now you want to rebuild the wall. That was the question. So kipligi lachzir kotalim lemekoman, can I put the walls back where the original were, and they didn't even say it right. Actually, the sheet is with the exact opposite. That Ibcha Itmar was Rabbi Yochanan who said that Eino Magzir, that having once brought your wall back, the B'nai Rishus HaRabim is Zeicha to that area, and you cannot move it back again. And the reason that you cannot be Magzir, we'll see in a moment, is because of that halacha. Meitzah Shechzik HaRabim. This Rish Lokish was the one who said Magzir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Machzir, because of Rabbi Yoda's famous dictum that we've spoken about many times, namely that Beitzer Shechazika Borabi Masula Kalkalo. So any area, even on the edge of a field, whatever the matzav is, once you've allowed the B'nai Rishus HaRabim to take over something, even though it was your area, you cannot go back and be Mekalkal Adara for them. And that we saw because it didn't even going to provide them alternatives and so on. You can't do that. Reish Lakish says that doesn't apply over here. Why? In this case, you can put the walls back to where they were. Because the din of Rabbi Yehuda is Ani Mili Echad Aleka Revacha. Vacha Ika Revacha. That's Dafka where they don't have the area that is required for them. In other words, they don't have a wide space. So you've given them a path. You can't take that path away. In this case, you didn't give them a path. It's a highway. So you've got like a 30-meter road in front of you. And you're saying, because of my little area, so therefore I'm going to be meant to, I'm restricting the Rosh Hashanah. I'm not restricting Rosh Hashanah, I'm accusing Elamais. But I mean, they already use it as a park. People sit there and maybe they park their cars there. That's not called a Meitzer Shechzika Barabim. Meitzer Shechzika Barabim is for passageway. Over here they have the Iker passageway. Rabbi Yudas didn't ever apply to a case like this where the roadway is right there in front of you. It was Dafka Meitzer. But when it comes to your Mirpeset, the Mirpeset, that's given to you, that's a given.
No time
frame.
One day,
once people start using it, you can't take it away from them. According to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if you bought, we'll say Tanina Lelekech, and you have a right. And it's Zareya B'cheskata. Now, Taina is Revuna, so much so, that it's Zareya B'cheskata, that if it's Nafla, you could be Choser or Banimuta. You could even go ahead and rebuild it the way it wants, to be Motzi to repress it over the Rosh Hashanah, with the Taina that the court allowed me to keep it there, L'chatchila, so why now? It's not Kamina. If it was once there, Lamaisa, if I didn't have a right to it, it would have been b'chayim me to take it down. There's no enough Kamina as far as the Bezdin is concerned to be b'chayim me to make it, to take it down, or to leave it there. So it's not the pshat that, okay, you know what, we don't know what to do, so we'll leave it there. It's a halacha at that time. You know, look, I can have a right to it, if I have a right to it. So I can rebuild it also.
It's fine. It's like, let's say it fell down.
Okay, then it would be again Meitzer Shechziku again, but assuming that we don't have that kind of situation, so I could put it back the way it was. Meitzer, as the Gemara, we see that assumptions that allow you to have a binyan in a particular way are assumptions during the time that the binyan exists as it initially was. But if it falls down or it's being remodeled, it doesn't give you rights to put it back the way it was. Where do I see such a thing? I see such a thing when it comes to the dinim of how you're allowed to build in terms of zeichel l'churban. So we know if you're building a home, so then you have to leave spaces that are unpainted and unplastered, zeichel l'churban. But if you bought a home that had that area plastered and painted, so then you can leave it that way. But if it falls down, what's the din? You can't rebuild it to the way that it was. You have to again leave it empty. Now, the truth is that, of course, that's irrelevant to this halacha, because over there it's a question, how did we define the chiyuv? But the Gemara thought, as a havamina, that be'etzem, you're not allowed to have it. So even if you bought it, you would have had to tear it down. The only time that we would not be mechayev of you to tear it down is if it was built be'heter. How could it be built be'heter if the home that you're living in was built before the korban? Now, if we don't know, so then, if we see that the house is built completely, so then we'll assume that it was built beheter. We won't be mechayev you to take it down. Mitzad ha-sofek. But that doesn't mean mitzad ha-sofek will allow you to rebuild it. Now, l'chora, this is the same case. We don't know. It's tanin l'lokeach. We're saying, could be that the lokeach would have been able to bring a raya, since you're not in a position. I mean, the seller would have been able to bring a raya, since you as a lokeach are not in a position to know that, and we can't get hold of the original seller. So we'll be taminin for you, that you don't have to tear down that which is already there. Masha inkein, if it fell down, or you tore it down, or who gives you the right to rebuild it? Exactly the same as the union of the korban. Obviously, this is a mistake. Because the truth is that in reality, we allow you, and it has nothing to do with whether it was done to heter. It's just a question of what the chiyuv was. The chiyuv wasn't to make a hole in your house. The chiyuv was not to complete the house. If you did the issur, you completed the house, there's no chiyuv to take it down again. Or if you bought a house from somebody who did that, there's no chiyuv to undo it. That's the point. So therefore, really it's a mistake what we're asking. But now we understand what we're asking. Meitzer. So we're asking from the din of Ein Misayadin, Ve'Ein Mechayarin, Ve'Ein Mefayachin, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh meaning after the Korban Habayis, before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So you're not allowed to plaster your entire house because of the din of Avaylut on the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to be Mechayer, which means to use different types of, pretty moldings or finishings in the plaster. And you can't even paint something on the wall, the entire house, what it means is. If you bought, however, a chatzer misuyedet, mefuyeret, mefuyachet, so then a reason, because you don't have to take something off of the wall where it exists. But if Navla, if it fell down, you're not allowed to rebuild it either. So in that case, you cannot be Eino Chozer Ogone Otam. So how do you say in this case, Rav Huna, it's exactly the same thing? We don't know. We're just done in a little chaos. I'd say you're saying, well, if we allow you to stay there, then that should mean that you're allowed to rebuild it in the first place. No. Here we see not like that. Answers the Gemara Isura Shani. Now, Isura Shani is a very strange way of saying the answer. Because what the Isura Shani really means, especially if Tosfos understands it, Isura Shani means that this is the way that we made the Isur. But then it's not Isura Shani. Isura Shani means, as the Rashbam says, Isur is different than Nezer. Right? So if we answered something, then the cases where we're matir, we're matir. Once where we're not, we're not. So therefore, I'm tining that in this case, Eirachinami, you can't rebuild it because maybe you're going to be over an Isser. Mashen Gain, if the Isser was already done, you'd be able to keep it. When it comes to Nezek, over there, once already people were Mavata on the Nezek, or we have Kazok on the Nezek, something like that. But the language is definitely very strange. It's not the way we would normally answer when what we really did is recognize that we had made a mistake in the nature of the issue. So neither approach is very satisfying. Tanu Rabbanan, as far as getting now to the actual issue of this manazeh, lo yisod adam bet beito b'si, you're not allowed to plaster your house using lime, but im irev bo chol otevan mutar, if you make it look, instead of looking bright, you make it look sort of grayish by mixing it with sand or with straw. So then it's junky. If it's junky, it's not a problem. It's mut. It was Rabbi Yedaymer. On the contrary, if irev bochol, if you mix sand in it, so then you get stucco. And our razor tracks it. I mean, it may not be, the color may not be as nice, but it's a very nice finish. So why would we allow you to have a nicer finish? That you can't do. It's awesome. If you mixed in it straw, then enochinami. It doesn't look nice and it's not a better finish, then it would be mutar. So, teven mutar. Ton rabbonon kishacharav abayit bishniyah. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, and everybody knew that there was a zman, there was kotsuv for the churban. So, they knew at the end of 70 years, they're coming back, and the Nevi'im said, you know, meanwhile you should live normally, go to Bavel, build homes, and live there, and you'll come back at the end of 70 years, and the zman will be a tikkun, and these issues will be addressed. Okay, fine. So then there wasn't the sense of complete loss. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were no Nevi'im. Nobody was making any guarantees about anything. Nobody knew that there would be any future. They didn't know that the Zman of the Golos itself is a tikkun unless they're going to be completely involved in the Churban. So for the Bayit HaShniyah, when it happened again, many people decided that the only approach was not to live normally. If they'll go back to living normally, they're never going to make a tikkun. So Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, so it became a time of people becoming ascetic. So they're going to be perished from all things, and they decided they're not going to eat meat, shalola chol basar, shalola shtot yayin, and that way they'll always remember the Churban and they'll be able to be metaken themselves. Nitpalem Rabbi Yeshua went to attack them. But Nitpal is always in a sort of sneakyish way. So he said to them, Banai. That's what Prushim means. No, it's not these people. This was Rabu. This type of Prushim Shalo Le'echol. These are Prushim from Isurim. So he said to them, Banai, Mipnei Ma Yatem Ochlim Basar Ve'atem Shotim Yayin? What is this? Some kind of new hippie movement over here. Animal rights. But what is this all about? Amrulo, what? No Chal Basar Shemimena Makrivim Agavim Mizbeach Vakshav Batel. What a bizoyan. We should eat meat, which is meant to be brought in the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's no Mizbeach. We're going to sit and eat the meat instead. I mean, how can you even think of such a thing? And well, we should go ahead and we should drink wine. Nishte Yayin, the Yayin was poured out on the Mizbeach. We're going to take the wine for ourselves. Yachshav Batel. Oh, he said to them, you're right. So, but we have to cancel the bread also. I mean, because there used to be menachas that were on the Beis HaMikdash. So well, let's get rid of the bread. Im kein lechem lo nochal, shekvar batlu min achot. Oh, that's a great idea, they said. Okay, we'll live on fruit. Afshar b'perot? No, no, said Rabbi Yishua, no, 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 that would be terrible. How can we eat perot? If there used to be bikurim and now there's no bikurim, what a bizoyin, you're going to eat perot when the perot could have been brought for bikurim. Perot lo nocha. Kvar bitlu bikurim. So I said, okay, enochinami, the perot of the shiva minim we shouldn't have. We'll eat oranges and mangoes and stuff that wasn't brought for bikurim. So efshar b'perot acherim. Okay, but we got a problem, says Rabbi Yishua. We have to cancel the water because of nizach hamayim. So we should now mayim lo nishte. Shikvar batel nizach hamayim. Lamai said it was a comeback, as Tuzis points out. They could have said, we'll drink apple juice. which is possible for nizach hamayim after. Or you can drink dirty water, which is not kosher for nizach hamayim. Okay, but I mean, that already was, you know, even they recognized it was not really a very practical solution. So, shotku. They didn't have a comeback for that one. Now, what do we do now? Omar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, listen, let me explain to you. Bov Omar Lahem. The deal is like this. Shaloli itabel kolikar yevsha. Obviously, there is no way not to be mitabel. Because shekvar gozrin, shekvar nigzera gzera. Lamaisa, we were, similar nigzera gzera, meaning nigzera gzera in terms of min hashamayim, there was such a terrible decree. But the Parshas is nigzera gzera, meaning that we've already been mitaken certain things. Like the inyan of not painting the house completely, things like that. Litabel yoter midai, however, to make it a norm that one should be mitabel and go overboard, you may even be right that we should make bigger takonas. You're not happy with the level of zechir of the Beis HaMikdash that we've made. But the halacha is that in gozrin gzera la tzibur, you're not allowed to make a takona that isn't appropriate for everyone. And in this case, it's not appropriate for everyone. People are not going to, as a rule, be able to get along without wine, without meat. And that doesn't make sense. And how do we know that? Dichtiv ba-me'ira atem ne'arim vo'oti atem kovim ha'goy kulo. What happened over there is that they were mekabel on themselves to bring all of the ma'aser to the Beit HaMikdash. There's a whole story in Malachi. So you have to bring it first to the Beit HaOtzar. And they made a gezerah of the tzibur. And the gezerah of the tzibur, they were mekabel on themselves as an oror, because they saw that there was a breakdown in the bringing of matanais, that everybody has to bring all of the ma'aser. And nonetheless, it says, you're stealing the ma'aser, otiatem kovim, hagoy kulo. So what's the otiatem kovim? You were the ones who were mekabel on yourselves, the Klola, Kovim. And it's because Hagoy Kulo, meaning the entire Tzibur was mekabled as Gezeira. And it's unreasonable that the entire Tzibur would have been mekabled themselves as the Gezeira if they didn't feel that it was something that they were going to be able to keep. And now, in not keeping it, you've cursed yourselves. But you see from there that the only time such a Gezeira is binding is if Hagoy Kulo was involved. But to have a best and sit back and decide that it seems that this would be a good idea, that is not something that can be koveya a halacha for the entire tzibur. And in fact, in terms of the actual halacha lemaisa, when bezdin is gezer a gezera, they wait for a year and then they do a poll. They send people around to see whether the gezera was mekubalet or not. If lemaisa people have not related to that gezera, it's canceled. So this is a very concrete halacha. And what you guys are doing is you're being koveya, a new norm. So what do you mean we're being? We're not saying that's the halacha. It doesn't matter. You're creating a tremendous social pressure of a new norm.
It's rabu.
It's rabu prushim.
And that's awesome.
That, and you can't do that. It's inappropriate. What about, you make a whole movement that a frum person has to act like this. It's completely inappropriate. It's really true. Most people can't act like this. You can't live like this.
But it's also taking the poll and then doing the gezer as well.
Of course. No, I mean, we had cases in the Gemara where they arrested people who dressed in black, right? Until he could prove that he's on a madrigan, a person on a madrigan, he has a right to be misabel on the churban. But stam for a person to go around, I'm better than everybody else, it threw him into jail. Well, who do you think you are? So, Mamela, you don't have a right to act like this. And even though you taina, we should act like this, the truth is, robot zebra can't be aimed, and that's all there is to it. So we're not gonna be gezer such a gezerah. Elakacham ruchachamim. What is the appropriate gezerah? You can paint your house, you can plaster your house. The thing is, Saradam et Beit Obisid, leave a little area. Mishayer bo davar muad, leave an area which is a zeicher l'churba. The kama amr v'yesev, ama l'ama. One ama by one ama has to be left as a zeicher l'churba. That's appropriate for everybody. The Omer of Chista Keneged HaPetach, it has to be where it's noticeable when you walk in. Furthermore, Oseh Adam Kol Tzorchei Su'uda, Mishayer Davar Muat. You can make an entire Su'uda and a beautiful wedding and everything is great, but there needs to be a Zeichel of Churban. Not that it should be a smorgasbord with every possible piece of Mishagas you could bring out there. Something has to be missing and it should be noticeably missing. Ma'i, like, what do you mean? Amr of Papa, Kasadar Sana, the herring, no herring. No herring, why no herring? No herring because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Oseh Adam Kol Tachshiteha. A woman can go out, she can dress to kill, she can have like the most incredible hairdos, whatever she wants. But, Mishayer Davar Muat, something has to be noticeably different. Mayi. Omarav bat da, the side of the little hair on the side where the man has a peyote and her temples. That normally they used to do this fancy kind of gel stuff or whatever. That she shouldn't do it. I'm saying to cut that area. So something should be left over. Omarav, Shenemar, all of these things is just that there shouldn't be shikha. Shenemar, imeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach imini tidbak l'shani l'chikim lo eskarechi. What does it mean when it says, Im lo alet Yerushalayim al rosh simchati? What's the rosh? Because al rosh simchati, the Pashta says, literally al rosh. I mean, it should be the most noticeable thing. I mean, we're saying, leaving out the herring is not exactly the most noticeable thing. So what's the al rosh simchati? Omer Yitzchak means literally the rosh. You're making a simcha, you're making a wedding. The head, the literal rosh, the head of the chosen, should have ashes on it. That's the pshat. So the Efer Mikla Sheberosh Chatanim. Where do you put that ash? Bimakom tefillin. You put that ash on the place where the chassan wears his tefillin. Shneemar, because it says in terms of the nechama, Mishayahu, losum la'avelei tzion latet lahem pe'er tachat efer. So now beauty, which is the same otiot, efer and pe'er is the same otiot, to turn the efer into pe'er. Pe'er is always called tefillin. So therefore, it must be that it's a switch. So it must be that the Efer was B'mokom Pe'er, and we know that Pe'er is called tefillin from the Dinim of Avelis that we saw in Yecheskel, where we learn out that you don't wear tefillin because Pe'er Chachavosh Alecha in Yecheskel wasn't supposed to be Mizabel. So that means that Efer and Pe'er are interchangeable, and that's where you have to put the Efer. V'chol amitabel al Yerushalayim zocheh v'roeh b'simchata. If someone is indeed mitabel, so then he has a place in the comforting of Yerushalayim. Shenama simchot Yerushalayim v'giluba kol ohavea sisaita masos kol amitablim alea. Who are those who will be happy in Yerushalayim that's rebuilt? Those who are mitabel al Yerushalayim. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yishmo ben Alisha miyom shecharav beit hamikdash. The truth is that mi'ikar adin, from the time that the korban came, dinu shenigzar latzmenu shelo lachol basar v'shelo lishtot yayin. It's certainly, the most reasonable thing is that we should not have a normal, joyous life. We should not be eating basar. We should not be drinking wine. It's not that they were crazy, these guys. It really makes sense. Except for the halacha that Rabbi Yeshua says. It wasn't like it was that he was just using this as an excuse. That's a din. That in goes in gzer la tzibur. Elim ken roba tzibur yecholim la modba. And furthermore, since things have deteriorated, that now we've got the problems with the goyim and the pogroms and the UN, and this is just terrible. So miyom shepashta malchut harishaa shegozeret anu gzerot raot v'kashot mivatalet bimenu teira u'mitzvahs. We're in a matzav now that teira mitzvahs we can't be oisik in properly, and they don't even allow us. Ein menachat otanu likanes l'shavua haben v'amir l'yoshua haben. We're not allowed to go into the week of the sun. The week of the sun is bris milah. Sometimes there used to be actually be a minhag to have a simcha the whole first week after till the bris. People would come in and out and would stay for the bris. So they don't allow us to even have that. Or some say Yeshua, but it's pidyon. A pidyon aben. We can't go into a pidyon aben. Everything has to be done in secret. So this is a disaster. The truth is, we should basically take on Amram's idea. No, they want to kill us out. We'll let them kill us out. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be able to function, fine, so we won't function. We're supposed to go ahead with our normal lives just because people enjoy reproduction. It's for a tachlis. There's no tachlis, there's no tachlis. So we shouldn't even have children. And let the whole thing just go to pot. There's no bris, there's no bris. That's it. But what are we going to do if we would be gezer, such a gezerah? So nobody would listen anyway, that's for sure. So anachlem liyisrael, mutav shushegi gevayu mezidim. At least like this, they don't realize what a bunch of idiots they are that they continue to live lives as Jews when there's no point in it. We should have just announced an official ending of this whole enterprise, and that's it. Okay, but you know, they're not going to listen to us. They like their ethnic identity, so let them go ahead. You sold the house without defining how much you sold? Well, you didn't sell the Yitziah, which we got to see what that is.
The Mashbam says, the Nitzah Zer Shal Avram Kalam Eila B'inyan Tov in a good way, V'lo Yidei Goyim, U'mitzvah Slo Yivat Lo, the mitzvah Slo be there. The question that someone asked was, is this being done positive? I'm asking, is that the implications of the Rashbam? He's saying this way it ends well. It's not forced by people who are the antithesis of Hashem. And there's no state of a mitzvah not being bottled. There's no Jews here.
I'm going to repeat because the recording didn't come out. So this is in conjunction with the question that was asked also, whether this is meant seriously. So clearly, according to Rashbam, it's meant seriously. Tosfos also has masbir, what about the mitzvah puravu? How could you make a gezerah keneged to be mevatel adiraita? Which is also not a terrible question, because I mean, if it's a serious gezerah, so shave out that's a shiny. I mean, so don't reproduce. I'm not telling you to kill anybody. I'm not saying get kumbedase. So what would be really be the problem of puravu? But Tosfos answers that in Okinami, we're only talking about people who are mekayim the mitzvah puravu, but that since they'll only have the zakah for the cave, it's not really enough to maintain the population levels that would be required for the enterprise of the bris with Avraham Avinu. So obviously it's meant very seriously. So we were mavar that, not like the way the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the concern over here is for the bittul of mitzvahs. Right? But the way I was mavar the sugya, unfortunately that didn't come out, was that there's a big history to this approach. This is basically Amram's approach that Miriam tainted on. That's what she said to him. What do you mean? You're going to stop having children? Everybody will divorce their wives. You won't have children. And then you're worse than Paro. Paro was only Gozer on the Zechorim. You're being Gozer on the Zechorim and in the Kavis. And then he went back and he reinvested. So, I mean, it's a little bit strange to say that after all of that history, so now we're being Kavea, that's really right. And the only reason we don't do it is because Mutav Shushogin, below you may see them. Because we know they're not going to listen to us, so we're not going to put up a Gezerah because of Mutav Shushogin, below you may see them. And that's even stronger than Ein Gezer and Gezerah. It means that for all intents and purposes, this is obviously correct. We don't even need a Gezerah. Because otherwise, just say it's a Gezerah. Ein Rov HaTzibur Yechonim La'amoko. It has nothing to do with Mezidim or Shaving. Tosfos even relates this to the question of you can't get out of being Meicha if you don't know that the person is going to be doing it anyway, because it's obvious they're going to be doing it anyway. And for that, there's not even a taina not of somebody, you know, the Fanai Golov Yadua, the Fnechem Golov Yadua. Yeah, it is Golov Yadua. So that's an amazing thing. What would be the benefit of such a gezeira? It can only make things worse, not better. So we find it that the idea over here is dafka. The way that the Gemara brings it is not stam the bittul of mitzvahs, the way that the Rashbam is learning, but it brings bedafka to Shavua Ben and the Pidyon Ben. Why is that nogea? Why mention that separately? So Lechora, I mean, you can explain that. It mentions that separately because what I want to do is not have the children, that I can't be Mekayim the mitzvahs. But that's something, I mean, that's a dochek. Why? I mean, it's any mitzvah. Why should I bring in after the mitzvahs to have to with children like Pidyon HaBen or Bris Milah? Right? So I tie it that the meaning over here is Bedavka in terms of Zara Shel Avraham Avinu. That's the point. That since it's not Shayach to be Mekayim, the Bris Shel Avraham Avinu, specifically in the two issues that the Bris was Negea, which is the actual Bris Milah, and secondly, the Geri Yezhar, Achar Beretz Lolaim, Vavadum Vinu Otam Abam Yotu Ve'achar Echein Yetzu, which is the Pinyin. So that means the Pinyin isn't there, and the Bris isn't there. So if that's the case, it means that we're being taken advantage of as being a bunch of ethnic idiots who are going to continue to be Jews until such time as HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to reestablish the Bris. Why should we do that? You can't, on one end, abrogate a Bris without its being abrogated. So we're saying, if Lamaisa, the conditions, and these are the conditions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up, I mean, for Esav to come along now and be Shoylet on Zara Shel Yaakov, is outrageous. We're not going to be part of this farce. That's all that we're saying. So, and we're not going to be taken advantage of. That we're going to be part of Zara Shel Avraham Avinu, and you're going to play games. When you want in, it's in. When you want out, it's out. And that's fine. So it's a get of a demonstration. If it's a if you're able to do that, then it makes sense also against the Ramban Steiner on Rashi, which is, how does Rashi explain that Moshe Rabbeinu says that im ein panecha olchim al ta'aleinu mizeh, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that I'm going to be panecha, panai yelechu v'anichos yilach. So he was already mekayim that response to his tefillah. So the way Rashi is learning, says the Ramban, it's like throwing something in the face. It's a good thing you said that, because anyway we were going to tell you. What's that supposed to mean? Stam chutzpah b'alma. You don't have to say it. You already got what you want. But if this is correct, it means that there would have been two ofanim of understanding the halicha in the midbar. One would be that, okay, I'm going to, because matzata chen b'inai, so because of the matzias chen, I'm willing to stick around. But that's to do it for you. It's not the pshat that I feel any mechuyavut in terms of our relationship and so on. If that would have been the case, then the halicha in the midbar would not have been an expression of the original bris. Because that wasn't the deal. It's very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't tell me that you'll start over again with me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you know, let me wipe them all out, and it's chela goy gadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, that's ridiculous. If it's not going to be coming, mikayach b'shloisha, so what are you coming out to me? There's no point in such agreements. There's no point in such arrangements. As you'd be saying the same thing over here. I want it very clear. If you're saying that, that it's because of the fact that we have a right to demand that we don't want to go. Not because the pshat is that our life is inconvenient if you're not there to protect us. The point is, we have no desire to go into this crazy land of Israel. Why would we want to go there? We can go to Uganda. We have better places to go. Why would we go there? Because you made an agreement with Avraham Avinu. So therefore what? So it's a political, ethnic agreement. We're telling you right now, if that's the level of the agreement, we have no interest. So either this is part of that bris, which means that Panach has to be there and not this, you're going to bring us in. It has nothing to do with bringing us in because we don't want to go in. It's a Mamashari statement. So we're not interested in a Herzl's vision. That's what you're telling us. You're going to be Herzl, the new Zionist. You're going to get everybody out of the Goyim, and you'll bring them into Israel, and you'll say, thank you, bye. We don't have such a political vision. We have no interest in a political vision. So you see that the point is that bris needs to be mutual, or either side could say, so I'm not interested. I don't want it on any other basis. I have a right to define the basis. That's what we're saying. You expect that because we're such idiots, we'll continue to reproduce, and we'll pretend that things are meaningful. When they're not meaningful, we're not going to do that. Unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. We are a bunch of idiots, and we will keep doing that. So what can we do? You know, it's mutav shishogim v'lo yumezinim. But l'mais, it's a terrible thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. Ipso facto, the wrong thing to do, even without gezerah. There's nothing with gezerah gezerah latzibur. It's poshut, the wrong thing to do. It's an amazing gemara. I mean, mamish astonishing. This would mean that the comeback of Miriam to Amram was, she was wrong. He was right. So why did he go back on her Eitzah? Because he saw that in her lies the solution. That's the point. Which was true. It was b'schus that level of Amunah. It was b'schus the Noshim Tzidkaniyos, who was actually her. And Mamela, in seeing that, so if you guys are interested, fine. We're going back. That means her involvement in the wedding, and that she made the wedding, and so that's all central to the idea. That we understand now that what's chaser is our own commitment. So if that commitment is there, so the Nenachinam, it's up to us. So then it becomes like, if you're saying, Alo Belechem, and it becomes Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu Im Ayin, so then it's our problem, then it's not. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu Im Ayin, you can say it's the same issue, but it's a mistake. It's a mistake because it's up to you. That mistake Amram wasn't going to make. Later on, though, that was the same mistake. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu Im Ayin, on the surface, appears to be a very reasonable thing. Well, we're going to stop, go ahead, without the presence of the Shekhinah. Things aren't working out. There's no desire on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide for Yisroel. We don't. If that's the case, Al Ta'aleinu is there. Why is that worse than what Moshe Rabbeinu said? So you see, it needs to be clear that it's not a function of your own level of commitment. Like the Gemara says, that Atem Sinei Demoti, and that's why you say that I hate you. It's just a projection. You hate me, so you claim I hate you. That's the Hayesh Hashem B'Kibinu Imayin, basically. What a stupid thing to ask. You know perfectly well that the moment that you're here, I'm here. But that was not true at this point, that the Gemara was saying. It should have been that we'd stop doing it. It's a pella. No, it can only be done on a national level. You can't make a protest like this on a personal level. So it was the fact that Amram, whatever Amram did, everybody did. So he was Aimeh Begirshi, Amdu Kulam Begirshi, Rasni Shatayim. It's either all or nothing. That's the point. But over here, I don't need to come on to Agoy Kulo. It's obviously all or nothing. I don't need the pasuk for this. That's only in terms of a gezera. But it's remarkable if that's, you know, if that's the case, that the Gemara is parallel of the two issues, which are so totally different, according to this. But Lamaisa end up with the same result, that you need Agoy Kulo.
So both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel are saying, there's no point in the Yachid doing this.
No, they're saying two different things. Rabbi Shmuel is saying there's no point in the Yachid doing this. And therefore, it's no longer valid Hamhara.
Because it's either all or
nothing. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that it's not, you're right in terms of the Gezerah, but we can't make the Gezerah. And without a Gezerah, it becomes now a personal Hasidus. But you're creating pressure. So we see in the Gemara that there
and
were.
But he's saying is also, and it's arbitrary, because why did you choose this as your point?
Possibly. I mean, you see, Rabbi Shmuel didn't agree to that, because he said, the Maisa, we ought to be Gezer, not to be Fosvayan. I mean, you can't say that it's arbitrary, because la halacha, there are times that we don't do it, so why is it arbitrary? During the 9 days, you don't need Fosvayan to drink water. Say, that's silly. I mean, if that's the case, don't drink water. You don't say that's silly.
But their taina of the reason why is because this was Basa Shemakrid Mitzveach and Yain Shemenaschim, he upgefrecked that. That's not.
The Moshe is still very strange. What does she show me? If there's no Gzera, it's not Shogun.
No, that's what I was masking. We do find often in the Gemara that even though we have no record of a particular Gzera being made, that the situation is so borrowed that this is an intolerable matzav, that it's as ki'ilo there was such a gezerah. Right? It's a fascinating thing. Nobody even talks it out clearly. And we also find the opposite, that where it's so clear that something needs to be done, that it's done by Isser without anybody having been martyred. That's Rav Kook's pshat in Esther and so on. Right? But there's a special halacha of Hatzolas Kol Yisrael. Fine. So this would be one of those things. By the way, it happened even bizmanenu, which is why everybody doesn't use electricity on Shabbos. It's not, there's no bezdin that can be gezer against using electricity. And nobody seriously believes that there's an isser in using electricity. It's just that it's so obviously usser because it's ma'abed, the whole vision of Shabbos, and it accomplishes everything that a malach accomplishes without getting into isurim and so on, that it's ki'ilo, it was an esar kulay
mitarabonim. The church are using it. They may have just stopped now because they all
use it. Yeah, fine, okay, yeah. Obviously, there were those small groups that were isolated that they were never, you know, really aware. I mean, initially the Sfarim used to use it and, you know, for Yontif and so on. But it became something that was Bekubel and Kol Yisrael. And just like on all the other things, Mamish, like you find in the Gemara, why is this Osir? You know? It's also because of this, so what about that? Well, it's also because of that. It's that kind of thing. All of the Peskim took for granted it's Osir. Now let's figure out why it's Osir. It's like unbelievable. They come up with the most convoluted reasoning as to why it's Osir. It's Zichar Osir. It's that kind of thing. That's what he's saying also. It's Zichar Osir. But Lamais, it only makes sense. It's a universal response.
The Yudan Nasi is dealing with this. His father said in the Dover of the Rambam that the very fact that he's astute, that Malchut HaRashah means that there's a level of evil in the world, etc. Therefore, he's responding with the Mishnah. So, Asas is Hashem Afer Sar Secha, and he's passionate.
No, Asas is different than Asas. This is a. Uy! Hey! Lo yiftach Adam lechad rashut afim petach keneged petach vechalon keneged chalon. היה קטן, לא יעשן הגדול אחד, לא יעשן השניים. אבל פותח לרשות הרבים פתח כנגד פתח וחלון כנגד חלון. היה קטן, עושה אותו גדול, אחד עושה אותו שניים, אינו אני מראה. עומר, יוחנן, דבר גרבה יישא בלמת עיניו, היער את יצרו שוכן לשבטה. מה ראה? ראה שאין פתחי או עליהם מכוונים זה לזה. אמר, רואים, הללו שתשרה עליהם שכינה. אמץ מה טוב הוא אוהלך דווקא. So, Rami Bar Chamla Meimar, that's only because of the tfis of extra rights in the chotzer in the event of a chaluka. So, which means bar arba'a lo l'shavi bar t'manya, the kashakel t'manya bar chotzer. But certainly, if it's a bar tarti, there's no problem with being the shavui bar arba, because anyway, you have arba. So, that's sharper dami. Amalei Rabba, no. Because much shamali bepitcha zut lo matzino it's the nuyi minach, bepitcha rabba lo matzino it's the nuyi minach. Echad lo yaseno shnai. So over years, so far, Rami bar Chomel Meimar bar Arboy lo lishav yer trei b'nei tarte tarte, because then each one is going to be shakel b'chotzer t'mani, right? Avo bar t'mani, which you anyway have 8 by 4. What's enough kamina? There lishav yer b'nei arba b'aber shaper nami. Amalei Rava, now here too is as a kriya. But si amalei b'chad pitcha matzinitz tenui minab. B'trei lo matzinitz tenui minab. Aval patech l'shut rabim betach k'neged petach do amalei. What's the difference? Sof, habayitetz tenuyim ibnei l'shut rabim. Eno sim chalal tachat l'shut rabim, borot shechino me'arot. Rabbi Eliezer batir k'te shtei agala ma'alechet u'te'una avanim. En motzin zizinu gizutraot l'shut rabim. Ela imratza k'nesu tov shalo motzi. Loka chotzer u'bazizim gizutraot. I raise you becheskata because tanina lo lokea. Vrabanan zina de mafchit v'lava daite. In motzin ziza gizuzor v'vami havele ziza davi nafik l'mavua. V'alugam v'havele ziza davi mafik l'shuta rabi. Ota l'kam nirvami omele zil kotz. I'm like, well, what about you? Omar nami itle ziza. Ah, didi in l'mavua mafik. The b'nei mavua machlin gaboy. Mashenken didach is l'shuta rabi mafik. Ma machl gaboy. Rabbi Yana Avila Ilana Natilo Shutarabi, and Abiyahu Gavin Abiminami Ilana Natilo Shutarabi, Otto Benem Shutarabi, Avakamakvi, Otto Lakamid Rabbi Yana, or Malay, better come back tomorrow. So Lubalayali, or Shara Katsila Rudi Day, Lumacha Atila Kame, or Marlon, Zilkots, or my what? Manani Itlay, or my Zilkazi, Ikuts Tidi Kots Tidar, Vilokots Tidi Lotikuts At. See, me kor by kasava, my ublasov, my sava. Me kor is sava, the nechle, the name of Shutarabim, the yatve betule. But given the chosa to come akve, shoda katsia. So why didn't he just say on the spot, lemele zil katsia, didach, and then other akots didi? Yishun reshlokish. Damn reshlokish, it koshu vekoshu, means kshot atzmecha, vecharkach kshot acherim. Aval im ratza, konezitok shlomot ibailam. How about if it was Kanas below Hutzi on the spot? Marshi Achzor v'yotzi le'achrizman. So if you're going to mark Kanas, Motzi whenever. Reish Lakish amar Kanas, it can never be Motzi if you didn't do it then. Omle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yomar, but Tachlifa Azber l'chad. The way you just said is wrong. Lotzi the Gizustras, Kulam l'pligi the Motzi. Ki pligi l'achzir k'tanun l'koman. To be Motzi, the wall, not to be Motzi, the Zizi. And actually, it was Ibcha Idma that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said Eino Machzir, and Reish Lakish was the one who said Machzir. Rabbi Yochanan said Eino Machzir. That was Bishum the Rabbi Yehuda. The Om Rabbi Yehuda Meitzar Shechzikubo Rabim Asur LaKalkalo Reish Lakish Omer Machzir. But Hani Milayechad like a Revocha Hocha Ika Revocha Lo Kachat Zero Bazizin Uzuzter Ota Rebbe Cheskatam Revuna Nafla Could Even Be Chozer Boneota. Meitvei ein besaidin ve mechayrin ve mefayachin bizman hazeh lo kachotz b'sheres b'cheres b'fliyach reiz b'cheskata nafla eino chuzer oboneota. Nani Yisro shayni ton rabbanu lo yisod adam et bito besid v'im yirev bocholo tevin mutar. Rabbi Yehuda omer no, yirev bocholo is even worse. It's the track seat v'yasur tevin. Yeah, okay. Ton rabbanu gishkara b'abayit b'shniya rabu perushim b'Yisrael shel alcho basar Shoshod Yain, Nit Palam Rabbi Yoshuamalem, Banai Mipne Maya Temochlim Basav and Atem Shotim Yain. Omrulovan, Ochal Basar, Shemina Krivan Agavim is Bear, Akshav Botel, Nishte Yain, Shemanaskin Agavim is Bear, Akshav Botel, Amalam Sohim, Kain Lechem Lanocha, Shekvar Batlum and Achot? No, Efshab Perot. Ah, but Perot Lanocha? Kvar Batlum Bikurim? Efshab Perot Acherim? Okay, but what about the mine? Mine won't stay for, but tell Nisra mine, Shatku. Amalem banai, bovo malchem. Shalom litabel kolikar yevsha. For mixer gzer, litabel yotermida yevsha. Shengo zing zer ala tzibur, and ke roba tzibur yicholim lamod ba. Tichti ba meira atem neorim, loti atem kofim, hagoi kulo. Alakach amru chachamim, sad adam et beto besid, mishayar bod over muad. Kam on rev yosef amalama. Om Rav Chista, where can I get a petah where it's noticeable? Ose Adam Kotzer Chesuda, Mishaya Davar Muat, Mayam Rav Papa Kasadar Sana. Ose Isha Kotak Shitel, Mishaya Davar Muat, Mayi Omarab Batzda. שנאמר אם יש כחך ירושלים תשכח אם איני תדבק לשעני לחיקי מי על ראש שמחתי אמר את זה זה איפה מיקלה in the literal ראש החתנים אבל איפה פה לבית איך המנח לה במקום תפילין שנאמר לסום לה ולציון לתת להם פאר תחת איפה וכל המתאבל על ירושלים זו חברו ושמחתה שנאמר שמחו את ירושלים וגילו בה כל אוהביה סיסו איתם מסוס כל המתאבלים עליה דווקא תניה אומר רבי שמואל בן אלישע מיום שחרב בית המקדש דינו שנגזר על עצמנו שלא לאכול בשר ולא לשתות יין אלא אם גוזרים גזרה לציבור אלא אם כן רוב הציבור יכולים לעמוד בה ומיום שפשטה מלכות הרשעה שגוזרת עלינו גזרות רעות וקשות ומבטלת ממנו תורה ומצוות ואין מנחת אותנו להיכנס לשבוע הבן ואמרו ליהושע הבן דינו שנגזור על עצמנו שלא לישא אישה לא לבנים ונמצא זר של אברהם אבינו קלה מאליו אלא הנח להם לישראל מוטב שיהיו שוגגים ואל יהיו מזיתים הדרן הלך עסקת הבתים בלי נדר